Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me to a couple of openings this morning, scripture we've been looking at for some weeks now on our series called Honor to Whom Honor. 1 Samuel, the 2nd chapter, Romans, the 13th chapter. If you didn't bring a Bible with you, we have extra Bibles. Be glad to let you use one of ours. Hold up your hand. Turn to 1 Samuel 2 and Romans 13. In 1 Samuel 2, Eli and his sons were the high priests, the ministers over the house of God. And the Lord had warned him to do something with his boys because they were, the Bible said they were sons of Belial. They were so disrespectful. They stole the offerings. They abused the ministry and God's people. And he warned them. And Eli didn't do anything about it. Now judgment has come. You know, the Bible said if you don't judge yourself, you'll be judged. Oh, but the good news is if you'll judge yourself, it's under the blood. And even though you sowed it, you don't have to reap it. Because Jesus reaped it for you. Don't say, well, you sowed it, you're going to have to reap it. Not if Jesus reaped it for you. Anybody in here sin and come short of the glory of God? Amen. You going to hell?
No.
You sowed it? I'm not going. How about you? Somebody say, I'm not going. Come on. I'm not going. Even though I sowed it, you know, and deserve it. Why? Because Jesus reaped what I sowed. He took it. He went and you're in my place. Now, if you won't repent, then yeah, you'll have to reap what you sowed. If you don't repent and get under the blood, but thank God you can be forgiven and cleansed and therefore not deserving of the punishment and the judgment. So they didn't though, and now judgment is coming. And he told him in 1 Samuel 2 and 29, he said, you honored your sons above me. And verse 30, 1 Samuel 2:30, he said, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me. Obviously, you can receive even some precious things of the Lord. And if you don't appreciate them and treat them right, you can lose them. Even though you were supposed to have them and enjoy them forever. He said, you're supposed to have this, your sons and your sons' sons and their sons and sons' sons after them. But he said, now, no, be it far from me. Because those that honor me are the ones I'm going to honor. And those that despise me, which is what they had done, shall be lightly esteemed. Say that last phrase out loud with me, please. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Do you believe that if you honor the Lord, He will honor you?
Yes.
Are you interested in Him honoring you?
Yes.
A lot of times people are almost hesitant to answer that. They're like, oh, you know, I'm not seeking the Lord to honor me. You should be. We need mind renewal in these areas. If you're hesitant about that, you're at the right place this morning. Because we're going to get into that from the Word. You should very earnestly be seeking and desiring the honor that comes from God. Romans 13, if you'd turn there. Romans 13 and 7. What is it, the God's Word translation that we've been looking at in that one? He said, pay everyone what you owe them. Everybody say, pay up.
Pay up.
If you owe it. Don't try to get out of it. Believe God to help you to pay it. So a lot of people spend more time praying, trying to get God to help them get out of it. But He told you to pay. So instead of trying to believe to get out of it, you need to believe for Him to give you what you need so you can pay it. That's in line with the Scriptures. Pay what you owe. If you owe taxes, well, that covered a lot of ground, didn't it? So surely not. Do you know what they're spending that tax money on? Do you know this? Hey, I don't believe my taxes go for that. That's somebody else's that doesn't care. Somebody that's going to cuss and fuss. My taxes go to things that matter, that the country really needs and the troops really need and infrastructure and good stuff. The other people that cuss and complain, that's their taxes that they're blowing and wasting. If you owe taxes,
pay them, pay up.
If you owe someone respect, pay your respect. Respect that person. If you owe someone honor, pay the honor. Honor that person. So this is a different mentality than the world has. The Bible tells you and I that we owe certain people respect and honor, just like you owe money or owe taxes. We owe it to them. And it's not based on how we feel or what they've done or haven't done. So many times people, when you start talking about respect, they immediately think, well, yeah, I don't get the proper respect. And you need to respect me. And in fact, you will respect me. In my house, you will respect me in my place. So they demand respect. And that does not work. It never works. And you're not supposed to do it at all. When they have to show me respect, they never have to show you respect. Criminals sometimes say, well, I'll stick my pistol in your face and you show me some respect. No, so you might intimidate and scare somebody and they might do something out of fear for their life. That's got nothing to do with respect. And honor? No. True honor is a heart thing. It comes from the heart. And it can only be freely given. Voluntarily. The free will given. Elsewise, it is not honor. It is not the real thing. In Isaiah, if you'd look there, they'll put it up on the screen for us. I believe it's the 29th chapter. And the 13th verse, Isaiah 29 and 13. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Now this is quoted again by Jesus in Matthew and Mark and Luke. It's a number of times in the New Testament. He said they're honoring me with their lips, but their heart is way away from me. It's not there. So real honor is not just lip service. It's not just saying we respect you and yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and oh, that's great. And you can say all kind of stuff and have no honor in your heart. Honor has to do with valuing. The literal Hebrew is heavy. And heavy has to do with back with when you paid for stuff with precious metals. And the way that they said it cost X amount, you had to pull out the scale and put this X amount of weight on it, and you had to put that much gold on this side to balance it, and then you bought it. Well, if it was really expensive, you had to put heavy on there to buy it. And when we honor something, that thing, that person, is valuable to us. We fix a high value on it or them. We prize them. We prize it. To despise is the exact opposite. Is to say it's not worth much or it's worth nothing. That's what despising means. So it's not just what you say, oh yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's important. You can say all kind of stuff, but it not be in your heart. If it's in your heart, if honor is in your heart, when you see them or hear about them or it, immediately it strikes you and you go, oh, that's important. That's precious. That's valuable. And it does affect the way you talk about them and to them, but it affects how you treat them. And every time you think about or hear, it comes up in you because it's in your heart. You value that. That's what honor is. When you hear about God, should something come up in you? Should you think, oh, He is the greatest. He is the greatest. The God who created the heavens and the earth and everything, the God who made me and gives me my breath and my life and my brightness of mind. And He didn't just make me, He also redeemed me by the blood of the Lamb. And He's made me a part of His eternal family. And when you hear anything to do with God, I mean, inside you ought to come to attention and think precious, precious, important. Not just talk, not just lip service. Something in the heart. And so anybody or anything that the Lord says is important, that's good enough for you. If it's important to Him, it's important to you. So you affix and assign a high value to it and them. You prize them or it. Give honor, pay honor to those to whom it is due. Value those the Lord tells you to value. Now, go with me, please, to John, book of John, the 8th chapter. John chapter 8 and verse 49. Back up to 48. The Jews said, "Didn't we say right and well that you are Samaritan?" Well, they're insulting the Samaritans and Jesus, or trying to. "You're a Samaritan, and you got a devil." Now think about it. Looking at the Lord Jesus, and telling Him He's got a devil. Verse 49, Jesus said, "I don't have a devil. I'm honoring my Father, and you are dishonoring me." Verse 50, "I seek not my own glory." I want you to say that out loud a couple of times. "I seek not my own glory." Close your eyes and say it again. "I seek not my own glory."
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, fear to God who gives me